If you care about where the next big wave of action is headed on the superchain, two moves just shook things up in a huge way. Aerodrome and Velodrome, they're merging into one mega dex called Aero. And at the same time, Lisk jumped onto the OP stack, and its token basically took off like it had rocket boosters. Put together, this tells us a lot about where money, power, and attention might shift next. You're watching Superchain Digest by Optimism Show, where we track the infrastructure, incentives, and occasionally the chaos shaping Optimism's multi-chain future. As we cover these two major stories today, remember that contents of this episode are not to be considered as financial advice. We share the news and are not responsible for any losses or degenerate decisions. Let's begin with the bigger structural change. Aero. Two DEXs become one big brain. Here's what went down. Aerodrome, that's the big DEX on Base, and Velodrome, which has been the liquidity hub on Optimism, are merging under one roof. The team behind them, Dromos Labs, is consolidating everything into a single protocol called Aero. Now, instead of having separate DEXs on each chain doing their own thing, Aero is going to operate as one unified system across Optimism, Base, and eventually other EVM chains too. And on the token side, this is where it gets interesting, they're collapsing the old tokens into one new Aero token. Importantly, there's no new mint here. They're just redistributing the existing supply. Roughly 94.5% of Aero goes to Aerodrome holders. About 5.5% goes to Velodrome holders. So yeah, both communities end up holding the same new asset, but the center of gravity, both economically and in terms of governance power, shifts pretty decisively toward the Aerodrome side. The base crowd, basically. That's the mechanical story. Now let's talk about what Aero actually does. This isn't just Velodrome, but on more chains. They're bundling a few different components. Slipstream, that's their concentrated liquidity AMM. So instead of LPs spreading their capital across the entire price curve, they can place it more precisely where the action is. MetaDex, think of this as an upgraded routing and MEV layer. They're running internal MEV auctions designed to capture that value inside the protocol, instead of letting it leak out to external searchers. And then there's MetaSwaps, a cross-chain aggregator that wants to route your trades across different rollups without relying too heavily on wrapped tokens or external bridges. The pitch here is pretty straightforward. Instead of having fragmented liquidity pools and routing logic on every chain, Aero unifies it. So you can tap into deeper, shared liquidity no matter which superchain rollup you're actually on. The team's been pretty explicit about their ambitions too. They're targeting something like 10 to 15% of all layer 2 DEX volume. That's not small. So why does this matter for Optimism, Base, and the broader superchain? First, liquidity centralization. Right now, liquidity is scattered. You've got Velodrome on OP, Aerodrome on Base, other DEXs on other L2s. With Aero, routing decisions and pool design become way more unified. If the MetaSwaps aggregator actually works well, traders might not even need to think about which rollup they're on. They'll just route through Aero and let it handle the cross-rollup magic. For liquidity providers, this could mean a few things. Deeper cross-rollup pools where your capital gets exposed to way more order flow. Potentially better fee capture if execution quality and routing volumes are strong. But also, more competition. Because now liquidity pools across multiple L2s are piling into the same canonical pools. Second, governance power. That 94.5 to 5.5 allocation ratio, it pushes most of the Aero voting weight toward Aerodrome's historical community. For Velo holders on Optimism, that's real dilution. You're losing influence over things like gauge weights and emissions, fee distribution rules, and any future strategic decisions like which chains get priority or how MEV revenue gets shared. And yeah, the market noticed. After the allocation details went public, Aero's price dropped around 13 to 16%. That looks like a combination of dilution being priced in, some rotation between communities, and holders exiting ahead of migration risk. Now, timing-wise, this isn't happening overnight. The rollout is phased. It starts with Ethereum mainnet and something called the ARC testnet. Full Aero rollout, they're targeting Q2 2026. In the meantime, Aerodrome and Velodrome will still be supported, but only temporarily. Eventually, liquidity and governance are supposed to migrate over completely. So think of this as a long, multi-year consolidation, not a one-week farm and dump situation. Of course, there are risks here. Governance concentration. Most Aero ends up in the hands of Aerodrome holders. So you've got classic concerns. Capture, cartel behavior engages, whose incentives really drive the protocol long-term. Migration complexity. Users and LPs need to move positions across chains and into new contracts. If the UX is rough or confusing, people are just going to leak to simpler venues. Unproven economics, internal MEV auctions, cross-rollup routing at scale, this stuff is still experimental. If it doesn't consistently improve execution, traders will fall back to what works today. So what should you actually be watching? Official migration guides and dates for each chain. That's your operational roadmap. Net liquidity flows. Are LPs actually moving capital from the old Velodrome and Aerodrome into new Aero pools? Or are they sitting on the sidelines, where real volume routes? Do major aggregators and wallets start sending flow into Aero? Or do they keep using existing pools? Governance turnout. How active is voting once the new AeroPower structure goes live? And practically speaking, if you're a builder, assume that over the next 12 to 24 months, there's going to be a Superchain native aggregator you can plug into, Metaswaps, that might abstract away some of that cross-rollup friction for your users. Design for that. If you're a liquidity provider, don't just chase emissions. Compare actual fee income and realized APR between legacy pools and new Aero pools, and watch how concentrated liquidity positions behave once cross-rollup volume really kicks in. All right, that's the DEX layer. Now let's look at a very different kind of migration into the Superchain, LISC. A legacy layer one just hit the eject button, joined the OP stack, and its token absolutely ripped, up 60% in a day. But when you look on-chain, the story is way quieter. Most of the action was flow-driven. You had heavy spot inflows on South Korea's Upbit exchange plus a derivatives short squeeze, with Binance open interest peaking around $22 million. So it's a classic narrative plus flows moment. Big headline, LISC joins the Superchain, traders pile in, shorts get run over, price overshoots. Now, when you actually pivot away from price and look on-chain, the picture is way more modest. TVL sits around 9.1 million. The ecosystem is mostly tokenized versions of existing apps, not a rich set of native, high-activity dApps. There isn't yet a breakout protocol pulling in daily active users or deep liquidity. So basically, the LSK price spike is a market structure story. It's not a sudden DeFi renaissance. Why should the Superchain even care? Symbolically, having a legacy layer one migrate into the OP stack is a pretty big endorsement of the whole modular shared infrastructure thesis. It reinforces this idea. If you're a mid-tier L1 struggling for mindshare, plugging into a larger ecosystem like the Superchain might be way more attractive than trying to go it alone. Practically, LISC is bringing a couple of growth levers, a $15 million fund called EM Power, focused on Web3 startups in Africa, LATAM, and Asia. Upcoming integrations like Gearbox Protocol. If those funds are deployed well, you could see a whole pipeline of regionally focused apps building directly into the Superchain stack, not just LISC in isolation. But, and this is key, the word there is if. From a fundamentals perspective, the LSK rally looks pretty short-term unless it's followed by sustained on-chain volume, higher TVL and native protocols, real user activity that actually justifies the valuation. For the Superchain overall, think of LISC right now as a narrative win and a potential new funnel for users and devs, but not yet a major liquidity or governance center. The upside is optionality. If the EM Power Fund and integrations like Gearbox actually succeed, LISC could become a regional growth node inside the Superchain. If not, the impact will mostly be brand logo on the slide deck. Now let's put these two stories together and see how they might shift the Superchain's liquidity and governance map. When you combine the Aero merger with LISC's OP stack migration, there's a pretty clear theme emerging. Superchain liquidity and governance are starting to centralize around a few key hubs, and the paths into the ecosystem are multiplying. On the liquidity side, Aero is the big structural change. If Metaswaps and cross-rollup pools work as intended, bridging friction goes down. You care less about which chain am I on, and more about where does my trade get the best fill. Trading depth can concentrate on Superchain native venues instead of being fragmented across isolated L2 DEXs. Liquidity providers on Optimism and Base could see way higher utilization of their capital because those pools are serving multi-rollup order flow. For traders, the obvious benefit is lower slippage and fewer steps. For the Superchain, the benefit is higher fee capture and a more cohesive liquidity layer across all its rollups. On governance, the picture is sharper and a bit more contentious. The Aero allocation heavily weights Aerodrome and Base holders, which means former Velo holders on Optimism see their relative power diluted in this new unified system. Future decisions about emissions, incentives, and potentially which chains get prioritized, those are going to reflect that shift. If Aero ends up controlling a significant chunk of L2 DEX volume, that governance concentration becomes one of the most important power centers in the Superchain, right alongside OP governance itself. LISC, meanwhile, doesn't really move the fee or governance needle much. Not yet, anyway. But it does highlight a path where more legacy chains could join the Superchain, bringing their own treasuries and communities along. If that pattern repeats, you get more tokens and DAOs that want native liquidity routes and governance hooks into Optimism. In the short term, expect volatility. Moves like this usually boost DEX volumes and LP fees temporarily, shake loose tourist liquidity, create noise and price signals while the fundamentals are still sorting themselves out. Longer term, the outcomes are conditional. The Superchain only really benefits if real liquidity migrates and sticks to Aero's cross-rollup pools. Native apps on LISC and other OP stack chains find product market fit. Experimental features like MEV auctions and Metaswaps routing actually deliver better execution and measurable MEV capture. Who should be acting on this? Builders. Design assuming that cross-rollup aggregators like Metaswaps are going to be important routing surfaces. Think about how your app plugs into them, both for liquidity and UX. LPs, don't set it and forget it. Compare fee yields on legacy superchain pools versus new Arrow deployments. Reallocate if the APR and long-term governance upside justify the contract risk. Traders, watch how slippage and execution quality evolve as cross-rollup liquidity deepens. And keep an eye on governance proposals that touch fee distribution, emissions, and MEV revenue. They'll affect your cost to trade. All right, before we wrap, let's hit a few quick fire points. One, LSK short squeeze, that LISK price spike, primarily driven by heavy spot inflows on Upbit plus a derivatives short squeeze on Binance, where open interest hit around $22 million. This is flows and liquidations, not instant ecosystem adoption. Two, Arrow price reaction. Arrow dropped roughly 13 to 16% once allocation details were published. The market is clearly pricing in dilution and the redistribution of governance power from Velodrome to Aerodrome holders. Three, Arrow rollout timeline. Arrow's launch is phased. It starts with Ethereum mainnet and the ARC testnet with a full rollout targeted around Q2 2026. Aerodrome and Velodrome will stick around during migration, but only as transition infrastructure. Four, LISK ecosystem incentives. LISK is bringing a $15 million EMPower startup fund and integrations like Gearbox. If those incentives actually translate into active native dApps on the superchain, LISK could become a real usage node, not just a rebranded chain. If you found this useful, subscribe to The Optimism Show and follow along for weekly coverage of how the superchain and its member chains are actually evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.